Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have just had a powerful week here with Kara Starnes, the author of a wonderful book called Defend Yourself, Biblical Tactics for Tearing Down Strongholds. Our topic has been spiritual warfare, and man, if you missed the first two programs, really want to encourage you. In fact, I want to challenge you to go to our website, hopeishere.org, and check out the podcast of those two 14-minute programs. Kara is also the founder and president of Safe Passage. Tell us about that, though, Kara, if you will, before we get started on our topic today.
I love Safe Passage. We're in Kentucky. We work with youth who've been impacted by child trafficking, exploitation, grooming, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, there's a need for that in our state even. A lot of times we think it happens in big cities and other places, but it actually is a problem here in Kentucky, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, she's got a website there. You can find out more information about this wonderful ministry and organization. It's simply safepassageky.org. That's safepassageky.org. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking about footholds and strongholds, and I know there's people that have panic attacks, struggle with anxiety, and you address those topics in the previous two programs that we did. But let's get right down to the foundation here. How can Christians become delivered and set free if they have allowed a stronghold to occur?
So we kind of told my crazy story. I had no idea all my PTSD, all my mental illness, all my mental affliction was as spiritual as it was. And I didn't grow up in a church that really taught me about spiritual warfare for believers. And so when I saw a demonic spirit amass in front of me twice, you know, and attack me and assault me, I was as shocked as many people probably listening right now. Okay. I was the most shocked. It wasn't the reality I expected or wanted, but it was my reality. And when I realized what was happening, I had to deal with it. And so I began to pray for God for a strategy. And, you know, I didn't know what to do with a demon. You know, I had no clue. And so I wasn't going to be stupid, and I wasn't going to pretend that I knew what I was doing after 6 years of not knowing what I was doing. Okay. So I went to my knees and I pleaded with God. I said, give me the strategy to be free and overcome this. I can't live like this. And I heard him say to me, wear him out. I was like, I feel worn out. What are you talking about? I'm the one who's worn out. And the Holy Spirit was like, no, you wear out the devil. And I knew he was speaking of James 4:7, which tells us to resist the devil. And that's when he flees from us. And it dawned on me, I'd been a pushover for 6 years, okay? And if I had been a pushover for the devil, and the devil knew my pattern and didn't believe I could, you know, buckle up and deal with him, okay, he wasn't going to believe me just because I stood up to him one day. I realized at that point, in order to resist the devil, this is going to take focus and strategy and persistence to drive him out after 6 years of being his pushover and punching bag. And so when God told me to wear him out, that means you got to put pressure on the devil, okay? And so I began to pour through the pages of the Bible, and the Holy Spirit showed me my weapons of warfare and showed me how to create a daily prayer strategy that I was going to carry out to put pressure on the devil until I got the freedom I wanted, okay? And we're going to circle back to what those weapons were and how I carried them out probably at the end, but that's how it got started. If a believer wants to get free and they've been bound for many years, resisting the devil, you're gonna have to put some elbow grease in and put some pressure on him.
Yeah, and for somebody that's been discouraged, I just hope you hear what you're saying. It's a battle, and you have to keep battling and fighting, and the enemy doesn't give up easily, but eventually he will surrender. Mm-hmm. So now that we know that believers have authority, Kara, over all the power of the devil, you talk about that in Luke 10:19. We know a believer is right with God, and James 4:7. Just share with what's going on when believers have consistent opposition that they just can't seem to overcome it.
Well, Jesus told us that there's going to be a type that's not going to come out with a command. He said there's going to be a type that's only coming out with fasting and prayer. And so we know that ultimately evil spirits, they have to recognize the authority of the believer. But we also know we're dealing with disobedient and rebellious spirits, okay? And there was one time that the disciples came back, you know, they were with Jesus and they were like, had a private conversation and they said, you know, Jesus, we couldn't cast this one out, right? And Jesus taught them, this one comes out with fasting and prayer, right? And so we don't know for sure what that type is, okay? We're not totally sure what it is, but we are for sure that there is a type, okay? And so ultimately, we're not contradicting ourselves and we know we're coming in opposition, okay? But they have to also respond to authority. And so the misfire on you not casting it out, it's because you're not enforcing your authority for as long as it takes to push out and resist a spirit that is resisting you, okay? And a rebellious spirit is always going to act in its nature. We can't expect an evil spirit to, you know, not act in its nature, okay? And so the only way we overthrow a rebel is by enforcing our authority over them. And that means forcing, okay? And so when you back down prematurely, right, and you quit before you actually overthrow and overcome that spirit, there's probably two things you didn't do that you can correct. Number one, you didn't use the plan. Jesus said, there's a type and there's a plan for that type. You fast and you pray. And number two, you didn't do it as long as needed to outlast a resisting spirit, okay? So authority is asserted and enforced when we don't take no for an answer, okay? And you have to actually stand your ground until it submits, all right? So we don't want to back off prematurely, okay? And we don't want to expect a disobedient spirit to comply so easily, right? We need to get more mature in dealing with, it wouldn't be called spiritual warfare if there wasn't actually warfare, okay? So I think it's really important to have a strategic plan, okay, when you need to overcome something that's been putting pressure on you for years and years and years, okay, because they don't believe you one day when you gird up and you say, out you go, they don't believe you because they've been in your house for 5 years, right? And so when they're not going to take you serious until you show them that you're serious. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think that that's what I was sharing earlier, that people sometimes get discouraged, say, well, I tried once, you know, and yet, you know, it's a battle, it's a war. I love that you say that. You hear, you know, pastors say it sometimes, but you hear Kara saying that today. We are in a war, no doubt about it. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Kara Starnes. She's the author of a wonderful book on spiritual warfare called Defend Yourself, Biblical Tactics for Tearing Down Strongholds. So, Kara, I mean, you got this great plan in your book. What exactly was this plan that the Holy Spirit gave you? How'd you use it? And most of all, how can everyone else use it?
Okay, I'm excited. Here we go. We're uncovering everything. It's the secret sauce. And it's not so secret because we put it in a template for people to actually use. So I'm excited. If you really, really need to overcome what you think is a stronghold or something that you've never been free from, we have a biblical template for you to use. And so logistics, okay? The Holy Spirit gave me 6 weapons of warfare, okay? And the book walks everybody through that. That's going to be the word of God, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, communion, fasting, and prayer. And I use these in a coordinated tactic. And so I started with scripture and I pulled out all of the scripture that was relevant to what I was going through and God's promises and what I was going to stand on. I drew a line of scripture and I wasn't going to move from that line. And so I took the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the scriptures and I wrote them into a prayer. Really, okay? And that was 80% of the plan, I believe. And so then I used communion to remember what Jesus' sacrifice did to me. That fortified me, okay? And I used fasting because we know that a certain type doesn't come out without fasting and prayer, all right? And the fasting was a huge glue to the plan for me because you have to realize, like, the devil might be spending 12 hours a day, 24 hours a day putting pressure on you. You don't have time to turn up. You're living your life. You don't have time to exhaust that kind of energy. He's not worth it anyways, right? And so the fasting was great because I took maybe 10 minutes to do the strategic prayer. prayer and fasting, that took maybe 10 minutes every morning. And then I got back to the real world and I got back to my life and I fasted for half a day every day for the 2 weeks that I did this. And that was incredible because when I go back to the real world in my life, I'm still putting prayerful, strategic pressure on the enemy just by fasting, okay? So I did this for 2 whole weeks, okay, every day for 2 weeks, the prayer, the communion, the fasting, all right? And by the end of 2 weeks, I was totally free of a 6-year attack, all right? And so the winning move for me was really having a tactic, okay, in a strategic plan. And it was because for years I was a pushover, and then I decided I'm not going to be the punching bag anymore. I'm pushing the devil out. And so the book puts everything I did into a template for other believers. And it's really not, there are many tactics that could work. It's not my tactic that I'm confident in. I just pulled from the Bible what was truth and power and final authority, okay, given to us by God. And I put it in a strategy, okay, where I was going to focus and not give up until I drove the enemy out of my life, okay? And so I really want listeners to consider the phrase, okay? I think it's Thomas Jefferson it's attributed to. If you want something you've never had before, you're going to have to try something you've never done before. We can't expect to see different results and outcomes in our life if we're not willing to change our patterns. And so having a plan that you stick to every day keeps you focused when you're exhausted, when you feel like you're running on empty, when you're discouraged, and when you feel like giving up, okay? So when you sit down and make a plan like this, what you're doing is you're drawing a line. You're drawing it that line on truth, okay, and the authority of the believer, and you're not moving from that line, right, every single day. And so you come and you stand on that line and you don't change your answer, no matter how tired or hopeless you feel or how much resistance you feel. You stand on the same line, okay, and you stick to the same message and you keep the pressure on the enemy, because after all the years he's been outlasting you, guess what? Now he sees that you're the stubborn one and you're the unmovable one, and he's gonna buckle. And so the book walks people through all of those weapons, how to use them, okay? And the book guides the reader into forming their own personalized prayer strategy. So readers are literally going to fill out blank templates and customize them for what they're going through. And I've been getting messages from people who have had no panic attacks, who overcame addictions. And so I believe God really wants to see his children set free and able to move forward in their callings and their lives with authority and hope. And I believe this is effective only because it takes God's word and the authority of the believer in Christ. And for people who want to be free and are ready to do the work, because there is work, okay, this book is going to help you enforce your authority.
Amen and amen. Wow, what a great three programs we've had to close out the week here on Hope is Here. We have been talking with author Karen Starnes on her new book called Defend Yourself, Biblical Tactics for Tearing Down Strongholds. So if you struggle with anxiety, addiction, panic attacks, you've heard these things she shared about, you need to get this book. And we talked about it is a war, and maybe you need to get on the offensive now instead of being defensive. So I want to encourage you to go to her website. It's simply KaraStarnes.com. That's KaraStarnes.com. Get a copy of this book. Find out more information. If you're looking for a great speaker for your women's group, man, why don't you keep her in mind? Just a really, really great book. Well, hope you've enjoyed it. If you've been blessed, share it with somebody else. For Kara Starnes, my name's Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.